Welcome to the Sports and Shit Podcast presented by Anchor. Your hosts each week are Maddie.
If you're a pyro, make it worth my while. You know, light yourself on fire and walk down the street.
And the multi-talented Smitty.
Hey, if we're going to eat balls, let's experiment with the sauces.
Maddie, seriously.
If you like sports sprinkled in with a little bit of shit, then this podcast is for you. Now, here are your hosts, Maddie and Smitty.
It's episode 26 of the Sports and Shit Podcast. It's coming to you sponsored by Anchor, and it's the easiest way to create a podcast. You just want to download the app and get her started. And I am your host, Maddie. And here comes one of the great Black Friday shoppers, always looking for bargains. Smitty is here.
Hello. Smitty. Thank you very much.
Wow, you just ran people over.
I did.
And threw women and children aside.
I did. Take no prisoners. I'm pushing people down and going straight for the TVs.
Oh, you are. You're like those women in the bridal gowns. Just
that's right.
Each other.
The running of the brides in Filene's basement. That was me.
I did that one time. I remember this as a kid. My mother brought
you
me.
You did the running of the brides.
Not the running of the brides. No, I didn't do that. But I did, however, do the Cabbage Patch craze. So I don't know how old I was, 8, 9, whatever it was. We were trying to get one for my sister. And I remember my mother like beelining for the Cabbage Patch dolls and trying to get the right one back in the day when they were, you know, $100 if you could find one.
Oh, right.
But that was back in the day.
That was the end toy of the day. There's always a certain toy that comes around Christmas time that, you know, everybody's got to have. And that was it.
Tickle Me Elmo was another one.
Yeah.
Been a bunch. There was actually one a couple of years ago. Oh, the LOL dolls a couple of years ago was a craze. And then there was, there've been a, you know, American Girl doll. I mean, there's been a bunch of them like that.
Was Furby's a thing? Or
Furby might have been a thing. Furby doll?
I might be making that up.
Yeah.
But usually it's the video game consoles are big too. So
they are.
New Xbox and the PlayStation came out, and those are, you know, everybody's buying those up and putting them on eBay for four times as much as they cost now.
Or you go buy the TV at 7 a.m. or 4 in the morning or whatever time they open, and then you put it on eBay for $400 more. But are you a big exterior illumination guy?
I'm not.
In the holiday?
I'm not. I am as minimalist as possible, but I do like to have some holiday decorations. So we'll throw the candles in the window. We'll throw a wreath on the front door and be done with it.
Yeah, shrimp on the barbie and you're all done.
That's how we roll. We like to keep it classy.
Yeah.
You know, like Ron Burgundy would say.
Right. Stay classy, so, Foxborough.
That's right. So
right.
That's what we do.
You don't have big glowing dicks in the yard? Or?
I try to avoid the big glowing dicks. I mean, it's just... You know, it's more personal preference.
Right. So there was a mayor that actually had to apologize because he actually had Christmas lights put out that looked like big glowing dicks with a white phallic shaped candle with the blue tip. And they were out there in the yard or along the common area.
Yeah, along the common. And so this is in Belgium, this happened. Okay. So it's not like it's in center of Foxborough or anything.
Right.
But let's be honest. Why are you putting giant? I mean, they were giant too. It wasn't like they were little candles.
No.
You know, that you would put in your window. Like they were huge, giant cocks all over the city.
90 of them.
All over the city.
Yeah, we talked about this with the meeting about the Concordia University of Michigan thing.
Right.
Like when you're in the meeting or you purchase these lights or you Google them and you say, I got to get some lights for the town. And you see these lights. You don't think to yourself, boy, that looks like a penis.
The town manager. Yeah. So the town manager probably was like me, you know, in the Concordia meeting.
He was
just like, oh my God, that looks like a dick. That looks like a huge dick. Yes, Mayor, absolutely. We should put those up.
He definitely wanted to see it happen.
Yeah, he does.
Yes.
And then he's driving around telling his wife, you know, can you believe the mayor put up 90 penises around town?
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Man.
So he had to actually send out an apology to people.
He did. He was mortified, as he should be.
I mean, you turn them on and they're all, I mean, and these are big. as you said. You know, not that we're jealous or anything.
But I mean, we're talking like 6 feet tall. They were right. not
Six
little
foot
giant penises.
No, they were. And they were lit up for all to see. So one of our favorites, The Weeknd. It's one man. It's not a musical
group. It's not a musical group.
No. Well, he was shunned in the, what was it, the AMAs?
Some award show.
Some music awards. And he did not Grammy. I don't know what they were, but he didn't get any. He did not win.
He did not win at all.
He was flummoxed. He was.
He was perplexed.
He was perplexed. He was stupefied and mystified. He was.
Shocked and chagrined.
He was. Evidently, we were not.
We
agreed 100%.
I was not surprised at all.
No.
The Weeknd was shut out.
No. Now the Super Bowl has a performer who did not win any awards. So that's great.
That is correct. So they can promo the hell out of that.
Right.
Here's The Weeknd, who was shut out from the American Music Awards.
Here is non-AMA winner.
On the Pizza Hut halftime show. Papa John's right. halftime show.
Is he still sponsor of those? Isn't he in jail?
He should be.
The Long John Silver's Super Bowl halftime show.
Speaking of Papa John, is it me? Is it me? Or is that guy's face made out of like clay? Doesn't he constantly look like he's melting?
Yeah, it looks like Mrs. Doubtfire.
He does. Yes,
it does.
He looks like he has a prosthetic face on top of his real face.
He does.
That's melting. And he looks like he has Eric LaSalle's hair from Coming to America.
He does.
He looks like he has Jerry Curl. He has the Jerry Curl and a face melting off.
Maybe he's going for that melted cheese look on his face.
It could be. Yeah, it could be. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's too much
mozzarella.
Too much melted pizza topping.
On his face. Speaking of music artists, who is a music artist that everyone hypes up, but you think they actually suck?
This is difficult because I hate Train with a passion. You know this.
Right, I do, yeah.
But I don't know if they're necessarily hyped up.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're there, but people aren't like, oh, you're not a Train fan? Like, what's the matter with you?
Right.
So for me, that's tough. I don't know. There's like some, do you have one?
I have one.
Okay, what's yours?
I've never liked Dave Matthews Band. That was some, especially, 10-15 years ago, hyped a ton.
Yeah, they were.
There's a huge following and almost a cult following for them. And I just never got it. Like, okay, yeah, whatever. But I just never got it.
Yeah. I liked Dave. I still like a little bit of Dave Matthews. I like them okay. I'm trying to think of a band that.
But there's also like, I don't like Nickelback and Daughtry and Three Doors Down. I mean, there's all those groups. But again, I don't know if they're.
Yeah, I don't
really
know if
hyped up. The Weeknd could be one.
The Weeknd, I mean, everybody's blowing smoke up Drake's ass, and I don't really see.
Well, yeah, there's one. There's one.
He's
big. There's others. Like Beyonce, and
I mean, I like Beyonce.
I do like a couple of her songs.
Yeah,
I
would say current artist Drake, and I'm still trying to think of. Like a classic rock type of. I kind of like the Who.
I tell you what, I don't like any of the Southern rock, so I'm not a Lynyrd Skynyrd, CCR.
I don't like a ton of that, but I like enough of it so that I wouldn't say like I hate it or anything. I don't know. Yeah, I would say probably Drake, I guess, because I like a lot of different types of music. So
yeah, I do too.
There really isn't anything that I'm just even country now. I used to be stone cold against country.
Me too.
And there's some that I like now. So I'm kind of coming around a little bit on everything. Except Train, right.
You're just not going to come around. Although I do like Pat Monahan's version of Wait For Me with Hall & Oates, Daryl Hall on Live at Daryl's House.
Okay.
He did a version of that. And the song is perfect for his voice. Like, it's perfect. So if you YouTube that, I think you'd really like that. It's one of my favorite songs by Hall & Oates. But I think you'd really like that. But I'm not a Train guy either. I mean, I put them in there with Maroon 5 and Three
like
Doors
drops,
Down.
Like Drops of Nickelback. Jupiter, just fucking, like drops. That's nails on a chalkboard to me. Like I heard that, I actually was listening to Pop Rocks on Sirius XM today, driving out Black Friday shopping, actually. And as soon as it came on, I changed the station. Like, yeah, as soon as I heard,
yeah,
I was done.
That, what's that, later. San Francisco?
Get out of here with that thing.
San Francisco.
Oh, man. Yeah, might as well sing about Rice-A-Roni. It's a better song.
Rice-A-Roni. Rice-A-Roni.
The Francisco treat. Yeah.
So if you had a walkout song, okay, you were a baseball player or a box prize fighter or a wrestler or something, what would your walkout song be?
Wow, that's a good question. Yeah. It's got to be something a little bit intimidating.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like
something...
You can't go. I'm a big yacht rock guy. You can't really go yacht rock with.
No, you can't go out to Ambrosia or something.
No
player.
You know,
baby, come back, and here comes Smitty.
Yeah, sailing Dixie. You're right.
Here comes the killer, Smitty, and it's Christopher Cross. Yeah,
Christopher Cross. Or maybe I'll come out to Crisscross. Makes you
jump. Yeah, you might as well come out to jump.
I would probably go with. Maybe like Seek and Destroy by Metallica. Yep.
There you go. That's a good one. Yeah. I really liked when Trevor Hoffman was with the Padres when he came out to Hell's Bells.
That's fantastic.
That bell tolling.
That
was excellent.
Like Mariano Rivera had Enter Sandman.
Yeah, Enter Sandman's another good
one.
I feel like you can't go wrong with like Metallica or something with good heavy bass to it.
Papelbon did what? Shipping Up to Boston?
Boston. But you know, I have my thing with Dropkick Murphys. That might be a Boston area overhyped band that nails on the chalkboard with me. For the fucking love of God. Like, are we really gonna put all our eggs in Dropkick Murphys basket?
Yelling in bagpipes
isn't my thing. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm odd. I'm abnormal. But yeah, Drunken Irish, and usually I'm Drunken Irish. Like, I get it. But geez,
that's the thing. We probably don't drink nearly enough to be Dropkick Murphys fans.
Because
we used to go back when we were in our 20s. We'd hit the Black Rose and Purple Shamrock.
Oh,
and some of those.
We get our Irish pub on.
And so we're out there screaming, O'Shea with the best of them.
Yeah,
I think we could do that, but. But maybe not the Dropkicks.
No. There was another music legend of sorts. Sex Pistols star Johnny Rotten was actually bitten by a flea on his penis after rescuing some squirrels. So it was a dangerous situation. It really was.
I mean, the whole headline, if that's not like right up our alley,
as far as
news goes.
It really is.
A music star whose name is Johnny Rotten, fabulous. Right. Fabulous. Bitten on the penis
from the Sex Pistols,
fabulous. by a flea,
right? Fabulous.
Sex Pistols,
right?
And rescuing squirrels.
Squirrels. It's like all of it in one. It's like a whole show in one.
It is.
After rescuing that, like, squirrels,
that encapsulates our entire program.
It does. See, I've learned. I've in 47 years, almost 48 now. I've sort of been able to avoid any conflict or any type of, rescue situation with a squirrel. The squirrels have their little habitat and I have mine. Like, we have a common understanding. Like, you do your thing and I do mine. Like, I don't need squirrels in my life. You know what I mean? Like, you're on a branch, a place where I can't get up to. Then let's just leave it at that. I don't want to be near you, and you don't want to be near me.
You know how I rescue squirrels on a daily basis? When they dart like assholes out into the middle of the street. I do not run them over.
Right. You swerve to slow down.
I slow down to avoid them or I swerve out of the way, if at all, to avoid running them over.
Right.
So I'm rescuing squirrels every single day.
Right.
That's the kind of person
I'm
saving squirrels daily, saving them. Squirrel. But I'm not going to get bitten on the penis by a flea my car.
No,
I'm not getting out of my car to rescue anyone.
No, unless they can bite me through my jeans, I'm not getting. How do you get bit on the penis by a flea if you have clothes on? I mean, it's a flea. They're not going to bite through your clothes. Flea.
I don't know. They go up your pant leg.
They go up the pant leg, do they? Oh, Jesus, do they?
Unless his fly was down.
Was his fly down?
Was he
rotten from the sex?
I mean, who knows? Maybe he was pleasuring himself while he was rescuing the squirrels. I mean,
that's
who knows?
A whole other fetish phenomenon that I haven't understood. So Johnny Rotten is, he's okay. He's okay. He was bitten on the penis by a flea. 2021 World Series winner. The picks were in on Twitter. I don't know if you saw this.
So was it the odds?
It looks like the odds. Yep. And the Red Sox were at 5,000-1 to win the World Series in 2021. Okay. Not a bad bet. Need to put a call into Derek the Degenerate Gambler.
We do.
That's a pretty good bet.
We need to get somewhere with Derek and put a little money on that. Because I think that is very good, payout potential there.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, you drop a hundo on that and you're looking at 50 Gs.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a math major, but it's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, you just add up the zeros, right?
Yeah, you just add up the zeros. Astros are 2,200-1.
That's not bad.
That's not bad either. I mean, everybody, like Dodgers are 400-1. When you put 100 on anybody, make a little bit of money there. So I might, take a trip over to Vegas.
Well, we should definitely do that. We should definitely make the trip back out to Vegas.
Oh, we should. That was a glorious time.
When it's safe. You know what we'll do? Go out to Colorado to see Jones and we'll just keep going. Yeah. We'll just keep going on to Vegas.
Yeah, we'll just go cross country. Maybe we should drive and do podcasts on the way out.
Hey, like our buddy Eric Helwig did with the backups. What was it? Bringing on the backups.
Bring in the backups.
Bring in the backups. He went cross country from L.A. to the East Coast, but maybe we go East Coast, West Coast.
You know what? I would be up for that. You spend probably need to take a couple weeks, a week and a half, right?
Probably 2 weeks.
Two weeks. Then we drive out there. We hit some places on the way. Hit some people we like to see.
Yeah. World's largest ball of twine. Yeah.
And then we end up in LA, visit your brother and head back.
Yeah.
We just do it right across. I think it's on the agenda. Maybe we should stop in the Utah desert too, because there was a mystery metal monolith that was discovered smack dab in the Utah desert. It's just a metal, big, rectangular metal monolith in the middle of Utah desert. People are thinking could have been put there by aliens. We should call Jones.
We should call Jones.
We should.
And then my second question is, I mean, they make it sound all top secret and all this, calling it a monolith. But really what it was just a big metal pole, like a square metal pole.
Big square. Like you would see like randomly in like Copley Square and Ball, like Times Square, just on the street. Just like a metal, I don't even know what the fuck. Like a place where you charge your phone or something. Just a metal rectangle. Standing up.
It looked like it could have been a charging station. Yeah. Like you're walking through the desert and you're like, oh, jeez, I don't know a place to charge my phone. You walk over this thing and you just plug your phone in.
Yeah.
Just plug it in.
Yeah. Right in the middle of Utah desert.
Yeah. Right in the middle of the desert and you just stand there.
Yeah. And you're like, kids, are you thirsty? Yeah.
stand there for 20 minutes. Maybe the stupid thing will, has a little compartment where you can get
maybe
a cold beverage.
Yeah, get a little cold beverage in the middle of Utah desert.
Yeah,
cold,
get a soda.
Pizzas and sodas. Yeah. Maybe you could. South Africa, they've considered dimming the sun to avoid running out of water. I don't know if you saw that. They have a problem with water and they're running out of it. So they say, you know what? Just turn the sun down. Turn it right down.
I was unaware that the sun was on a dimmer. I didn't know that.
I'll tell you what. It's a game changer in the summertime.
Where do you have to go to hit that dimmer switch? Because I could use it a few times in the middle.
Do you get those on those solar panels? Like if you put the solar panels on your roof, do you get a dimmer where you can dim
maybe
the sun?
You do.
Wow.
I would 100% put solar panels on my roof if you gave me a sun dimmer.
I'll tell you what, I would go to the beach on a 95-degree day in July. I'd go to the beach if I could dim the sun down to about 72.
Should have an app on your phone, like the Nest app. You could change the heat in your house.
Right.
They should have the sun dimmer app on your phones. So like if you were at the beach and you're like, God damn it, I'm sweating my balls off. You just turn the sun down a couple of clicks and you're like, hey.
We've all been there. Like you get to the beach, you get your lunch packed.
Yeah.
You sit down, you eat your lunch in 4 minutes, and at 8 minutes in, you're like, fuck, is it hot? I gotta get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, no, we're hunkered down for 4 hours, pal.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
No,
sorry.
I need a sun dimmer. Immediately. Either that or you need a breeze button. You need some options. Get a little breeze going. Give me a little something.
You do need a breeze option or something. But
give me a little breeze off the water.
Boy, that's a That could be a game changer.
That is, yeah, that is a game changer.
It is.
How the fuck are they planning to do this? It's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. We're running out of water, so
I know what we need to do.
We're gonna shut the sun off. Who was in that fucking meeting?
right.
The same mayor that's putting up fucking penises all over the place.
He's and like, the same town manager is like, you know what? I'm going to let the fucker go with this idea. I'm going to let him go.
He was. Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. This motherfucker thinks he can dim the sun. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Dice.
Oh, man. These guys are stupid. Let's see how this plays out.
Who elected these assholes? So I saw this on KFC Radio, Barstool. What are the top five voices you've heard in your life? So you could think of, obviously, sports is a lot of voices, play-by-play announcers and such. But there's also, you know, movie, you know, James Earl Jones, that type of voice, Morgan Freeman. You could say voices on commercials or what have you. I mean, it could be...
I thought they were saying, like, the voices they heard the most in their life.
Oh, they heard the most. Okay.
Who are the top five that you've heard the most?
The most. Okay.
Like, you've heard talk to you the most. But... Oh. I don't know. Maybe I like yours better. What are the top five voices
that I heard in my life? Like, obviously, Dick Enberg. I heard him a ton in my life.
Right.
Pat Summerall. Well, probably like...
I'm probably Fred Cusick.
Fred Cusick. Yeah, when I was
Fred Cusick.
Kid.
I'm probably, probably Ned Martin.
Mike Gorman.
Gorman.
Celtics.
For
just about my whole life, almost.
Yeah, play-by-play guys.
Oh, play-by-play guys a lot.
So how about for the five voices... of people that you've heard the most in your life? You know, obviously you're probably talking about like your mother, your father, your sister, I would imagine.
So my mother, my father, my sister. Yeah, those are probably the most. Well, I mean, friends, right? We've known each other, 35 years or so almost. So, you know, people like that, I guess, just everyday life, probably.
Yeah, I would say my mom, my stepdad.
Yeah.
You know, our brothers and I have a pretty good age difference.
Right.
So I probably have heard like probably your voice, maybe our buddy Paul. I've probably heard his.
Right. Probably friends.
Probably friends.
So that's an interesting question. The voices you've heard in your life, other than your own talking to you. That's,
right.
Fred, my own voice talking to you.
Yeah.
More and more as you get older.
My own voice the most.
Last thing here is there's a village actually called Fucking Austria. In Austria, there's actually a village called Fucking.
Yep.
And they're finally changing the town's name because they're fucking tired of people stealing their fucking signs. So people are stealing the signs that just say fucking on it. So the village is going to change their name to Fugging. F-U-G-G-I-N-G.
That is
Fugging,
awesome.
Austria.
So first of all, I would 100% steal a sign if it said fucking.
Right.
100% would. 100%. Because when I was in college, actually, little story for you here.
Okay.
I lived with five or six other guys in an apartment, and we built a bar in our living room. And there happened to be a sign nearby campus that was called Chick Crossing Road.
Oh, perfect.
So we stole not only the street sign, but the entire pole. We weren't smart enough to bring anything to take it's just the top part of the sign off. So we actually took the entire pole out of the ground. Yeah. And carried it probably a quarter of a mile.
Chick Crossing Road. That's perfect.
Chick Crossing Road. So we had that above our
So you would no doubt take the fucking sign.
I would no doubt take the fucking sign. Yeah. And if you were going to call it fucking, I would 100% steal that one too.
Fucking sign too.
Because that might even be funnier than fucking.
Right. Yeah. Because you can put it right above the bed. It's fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Reminds me of Johnny Dangerously, fucking.
Yeah. You got to be fucking kidding me.
You'd be fucking ISILs.
Fucking ISILs.
Fucking. Yeah, so fucking. That's a pretty good mischievous story. I had one when there was a barn up just past Walt Dam into Lincoln that had a peace sign. So one night, a bunch of me and some of my friends pile into a minivan, and I'm the driver, and we decide to go and take paint and change it into a Mercedes sign from a peace sign. So a bunch of them get out, like four of them get out with paint, and they're painting it. But I got so nervous because I didn't want to get in trouble that I kept driving by thinking, you guys done. So every time I drove by with the headlights, they ducked and stopped painting. So I'm like, what took you guys so long? And they're like, you kept driving by and we kept having to duck. So that was my one. So then just a couple of days later, we saw the guy out there painting when we drove by, the guy painting the line back on it to be peace sign again. So that was us, our high school tomfoolery.
Shenanigans,
per se. So that was that. We have five questions with two assholes coming up, and that's going to be Chachi is going to join us for that. Our good buddy Chachi is going to join us for five questions with two assholes. And we'll do that coming up next. I got five on it. All right, it's time now for our five questions with two assholes segment. And today, our special guest is a real estate tycoon and a legendary lax bro. It's Chachi. Hi, Chach.
How you guys doing? Long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, that's terrific.
I've always wanted
someone to say that to me on my show.
from the moment you texted me that I was coming on, I've been thinking about that line.
Oh, that's terrific. And that's, you're not getting paid, but that's, we would pay you if we had any money. That's terrific. This segment, as you know, we do five questions with two assholes. It's been well received. So we're going to do it with you as well. Five random questions. And here we go. Question number one. Would you have sex with a porn star if afterward she had to hold a press conference on your performance?
100%. Yeah. That's the easiest question. No, it's going to be a horrible review, but it's worth it. we'll just get it out there and it's going to be worth the time.
She's going to say, oh, Chachi, so, Jesus.
So do you have a particular porn star in mind that you may or may not have thought about?
And imagine their relations with?
I gotta make sure the girlfriend can't hear me upstairs. All right. I'll go with Riley Reed. She's a name that pops to the head. She's been, you know, talked about recently in the group chats and stuff like that. So we'll go with Riley Reed.
Hey, if I watched porn, I would agree.
I have no idea
who that is, but I don't.
I'll look her up maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Not in your work.
I just want to see what you're talking about.
Is this even going on the show? Or are you guys just using me for info? Getting the younger scoop.
Yeah, we were accumulating porn stars. Right.
Yeah. I mean, we're trying to skew the demographic a little bit younger. Yeah, that's all. That's
right. We'll tag.
Question number two. If you were in the circus, would you rather be the person with your head inside the lion's mouth or the person that gets shot out of a cannon?
Ooh.
So you're flying through the air at rapid speeds, or you possibly could get your head bitten off by a wild animal.
It sounds like a lose-lose. I hate heights. But
okay,
I'm not going near the line. I'm not putting my head in a lion's mouth. I got to go shot out of the cannon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would 100% go shot out of a cannon too. I'm not getting anywhere near a lion.
Do I have like a landing surface helmet, or is it just?
Yeah. I mean, we'll throw you a helmet, but I'm not sure where you're landing. Maybe you'll land in the lion's pen. Then you're in deep shit.
Right.
As long as I got a helmet, though, I mean, then we're good.
We might have to have in our zoo, we might have to have a scenario where you get shot into a cannon into a lion's mouth.
That could be an attraction.
Yeah, that's an attraction. Sure.
Right. Maybe Riley Reed will be there. And she's the showgirl.
Right.
So we'll just combine all the questions.
She'll narrate like Morgan Freeman in Shawshank.
That's right. So
she'll just be very somber as you fly through the air.
It turns out shot out of the cannon was the wrong decision.
All right, question three. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Superpower have to be to control time.
Control time.
Stop time. Pause it when I need to. Fast forward, rewind.
That's definitely X-ray vision.
That's a good one.
I'd basically be Adam Sandler and Click, minus the bad ending.
Doctor Strange, he was a time guy, right? In the Avengers ones.
I didn't join Avengers till later on.
Okay.
So I'm not sure exactly what he does.
Yeah, I think he was the time guy.
Was he?
Yeah. I'm going flying. I mean, you're gonna just fly. Yeah, I'm just gonna, I want to be able to fly.
You don't need the cannon, you just want your own ability.
No, I just want to be able to, like, if I had to get from here to there, you know, fuck traffic, I'll just fly there myself.
You're still gonna rock the helmet, or if you're in control?
I'm not greatest American hero. I know how to do it. I'm gonna fly. I'm gonna land on my feet. Like,
you know, Smitty adventure seeker.
Right. Yeah. More like Superman. You know, up and away, and then you know, land on my feet.
Yeah, that's all soft landings.
Yeah. Question number four: what is a made-up word that you wish could bring into the English language?
All right. Well, the first thing that pops to the head, I don't know if this is real or not, but if it isn't, I got to go liger, lion, tiger.
Okay.
And then that becomes a real thing if I'm bringing it into the language, right?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
So if I could bring that in, then I create a lion, tiger, a liger. I bring it to that zoo. And now that's the main attraction.
It is.
Yeah.
So we get Chachiism. Chachi-ish.
Chachi will be like, I can't remember the guy's name, but he'll be like the one-armed guy from Tiger King who, like, keeps track of our wild animals.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Just random guy with one arm.
Right.
I'm pretty sure if you're going to be any character in Tiger King, it's not a good comparison. It's not going to be. No.
I'm a little fearful. If the guy, taming the tigers has one arm, that's kind of strange. Like
there was somebody who had, like, I think was missing a leg, and someone else had like half their arm bitten off. Wow. It didn't sound like it really went well with a bunch of those people.
No, it doesn't jump off the page as something good. Here it is. Last question. When was the last time you vomited and why?
Oh, God. It's got to be from alcohol. I'm just trying to think of when it was. I'd probably say 4th of July.
4th of July.
4th of July was a rough one.
big fireworks guy, are you?
Yeah, no, I didn't make it to the fireworks. We're on the boat. It was Winnipesaukee, Lake Winnipesaukee. Ooh. And
yeah.
It was one of those, like, you start at 9 a.m. You know, you're in the sun all day.
Oh, yeah. That's what happens. You get that heat exhaustion and that alcohol level.
A little dehydration.
I probably had a mix of all three of those. And it was a rough fifth. The fifth was a tough day.
Yeah. Nice. Well, you're much younger than we are. So 4th of July, I swore at my neighbor for shooting off fireworks and then went to bed at 9 probably. But, that's where
so
I
you're not a big fireworks guy.
No, I'm not a big fire. In fact, I went on a rant in episode like 5 or whatever on just fireworks, and especially fireworks off night, like random November 23rd. Let's set off some fireworks out in the backyard. Dog pisses in the corner.
The fireworks summer penis episode was one of the big sellers, one of the big winners.
It was a game changer.
It was a big one.
Yeah.
Really big on the map.
No pun intended.
Right.
Yeah. No pun intended.
Big
summer penis.
Smitty and Maddie, how did you guys take off? Well, it was the fireworks penis episode.
Yeah. And Smitty had someone's penis one morning and was like, Jesus.
That falls under the and shit part of the title.
It does.
That's right. Right.
Show becomes more and shit lately, but that's fine. Yeah. People like it. So
people prefer the shit to the sports.
Yeah.
All right. So that's our 5 questions with 2 assholes. Chachi, awesome job. Love to have you on the show. Thanks for listening all the time and really appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, awesome. I hope you guys take off to the top. And next time you're big, you can have me back on.
We will. And there'll be major questions, payouts.
Better answers.
Yeah.
It'll be crazy.
Be dollar bills flying. Yeah.
Clothing optional.
Random porn stars.
Maybe we'll have Riley. Maybe we'll have Riley
Reed will join us
for that episode. Right. and it'll be a party.
And we'll ask her, if you could have sex with Chachi and he had a press conference after. Yeah, we'll see what she says.
I'm sure she'll be just as excited as I was.
She would be.
An automatic yes.
No doubt. She'd be absolutely. Like, again? Sex with Chachi again? Yeah, that's for sure. All right, brother. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that'll do it for episode 26. Many thanks to Chachi for playing 5 questions with 2 assholes. And we're glad that Smitty survived Black Friday shopping. And I survived turkey eating. So all of those were positives in the year that hasn't been extra positive. So that's good. If anybody wants to do the 5 questions with two assholes, feel free to shout it out to us. Send us a Facebook message or Twitter, or reach out to us any way you can if you'd like to be on and face the music, so to speak.
Send us a short video submission.
Short video submission.
Whatever you want to do.
Get clad in touch with us. Scantily clad or
somehow, some way, smoke signals. Yeah. You know, whatever. Yeah. If you want to send a small propeller plane with a banner behind it.
Right.
You know, that would work too.
Maybe we'll send Jones Space Force over to get you and bring you on in.
Helicopter with a banner like WKRP.
Yeah. Flying turkeys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We'll do any of that. So just let us know if you'd like to come on and answer 5 random questions from us, if you can do it. So on to next week. Smitty, it was good stuff.
Good stuff as always. Looking forward to the next one.
Yeah. Keep in mind that on New Year's Eve, there's going to be a dropping of the best of 2020.
We're going to drop it like it's hot, just like Snoop Dogg.
We are. We're going to Facebook Live it starting at 11. And then at 12, we're going to do the old 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 Dick Clark and drop that sumbitch right in there. Right there. Right there. Yeah.
Right there.
New Year's Eve. It's going to be a special best of.
Sports and shit. Great
moves. Yeah.
Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Naked and Afraid.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Rock and Eve. Rock and Eve.
Sports and shit. Rock and Eve. Yeah. Sports and shit. Fucking Eve. That's what we're doing. So keep it on the calendar. We'd love you to join us Facebook Live at 11 p.m. It'll be the first time in a few years I'll be up for the ball drop, so to speak.
So the Facebook Live just could be a picture of 2 old men sleeping for an hour. You might need to yell to wake us up, and then we'll count real quick and throw that sumbitch out there.
We could. I mean, you might hear my alarm go off at 11:59, waking me up, startling me.
You might hear just random snoring.
But hey, better than what you have going on. All right, so we'll do it again next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks a lot. Bye.